We're doing the Seder HaDorot, and we had been learning about Chanoch, and we had learned that Chanoch was 352 years old when he had his daughter Na'amah, who was to be the wife of Noah. And then Chanoch decided to separate himself from mankind and to go back into seclusion to serve Hashem. And what he did was he'd go into seclusion for 3 days and then he'd reappear for 1 day. And all 3 days he would spend davening to Hashem. And on the day that he would come out, he'd teach them how to be moral people. And whatever they'd ask him, he'd answer. And this is what he did for a long period after he felt that they were doing well. So I guess that's why. It just says he evolved into the next stage where he'd hide for 6 days and then appear on the seventh day. And then he brought it down to 1 day a month and then to 1 day a year until the angels wanted him up above and people wanted to hear him. But he was on such a level that people were scared of coming close to him. And the kings and the officers, they gathered all the people together and they decided that that's the way they'll converse with him. When everyone's together, they'll talk to him. And so he would come out and have all the masses gathered and he'd teach them wisdom and understanding and how to be God-fearing people. And everyone was so shocked by his wisdom that they declared him king. They said, long live the king. And it was one time when he was teaching the masses and an angel came and called him up to heaven. And he said, it's time for you to come up to be king among angels, just as you were king among men. And when Chanoch heard that, so he gathered all the people and he said, they've come to call me to go up to heaven. I don't know what day it's going to be, but let me teach you now. And so he set them up a legal system. He set them up statutes. And he taught them how to live, that their life would be an eternal life. And he stayed with them for a few days. And then at one point they were talking to him. And suddenly they saw this huge horse coming down from heaven. And they told Chanoch. And Chanoch said, yep, it's come to take me off. My time has come to go. And so the horse came down and stood before him, and Chanoch announced, whoever wants to know the way of God, let him come on this day. And so everyone gathered, the kings, the nobles, everyone came that day, and everyone stayed with him, and he taught them how to be moral people, and he taught them how to go in the ways of Hashem, in the ways of wisdom, and he made peace between everyone. And then he got on the horse, and about 800,000 people followed him the first day. And the second day, he turned to them and he said, go back home. Why should you come with me? You could all die. So some left, and the remainder followed him for another 6 days. And each day he told them, go back, you might die. And then on the sixth day, he said, time to go back, because tomorrow I go up to heaven. And whoever's going to be with me when the time comes for me to go up to heaven is going to die. So some people left and some people stayed. And they said, we're with you. And only death will separate between us. And they kept trying, and he saw they're still trying, so he didn't say anything else. And they followed him and they never returned. And the kings that left wanted to know how many people were they missing, how many people had stayed with him. So in the seventh day, Chanoch went up. There was a great whirlwind and horses of fire came down, and the kings made a census to figure out how many people were with him. And when they got there, they found that there was a tremendous snow where he had left. And so, yeah, tremendous blizzard had come and covered everything with snow. They wanted to know how many people were with him. And on top of this blizzard, there were big stones of hail. So they broke through the snow, and they found the people who were with him, who were with Chanoch, covered, all of them covered in this blizzard, all of them covered in the snow. And they looked for Chanoch, they couldn't find him, because he was taken up to heaven, he was whisked up to heaven. And that's what it means in the Pasuk. Ve'ingnenu, Chanoch wasn't. What does it mean he wasn't? That they went searching for everyone under the blizzard, and he wasn't there, because he was taken up to heaven. Now, this is the famous Medrash. There's another Medrash that says, Chanoch chanefaya. Chanoch was a sycophant. Sometimes a tzaddik, sometimes a rasha. He spent his life going back and forth from being a big tzaddik to being a rasha. And so Hashem said, now that he's at a stage of a tzaddik, let me take him away. Now, one of the things we have to ask is, where did they know the story from? So I guess they had it on tradition, because otherwise, how did they know? Everyone died, so who told the tale?
But could it be like a prophet?